All right. Why don't you just kind of state your name, age, birth date, as we start this out.
John Hughes. I was born in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, May the 16th, 1933.
And today's date is March 25th.
Yes.
Of 2009. And what building are we in right now?
We're in the old Union National Bank building that is now the headquarters, the site for the Bartlesville branch of Arvest. Arvest bought what used to be Westar Bank in Bartlesville that was previously, before that, the First National Bank. And the reason where this building came in was when the Union Bank failed in the late 80s and was taken over by Westar Bank. And now Arvest uses it. They gave their old original bank building to a nonprofit that houses the Phillips Petroleum Company Museum now, which is a very nice facility.
And we're in your office, which is the office of Hughes Ranch.
And our ranch starts about 3 miles southwest of Bartlesville. On the south end of the ranch, we border the Osage-Washington County line for several miles. And the ranch is approximately 7 miles long and 3.5 to 4 miles wide.
Your parents' names?
My father was Arthur Middleton Hughes, and my mother was Elsie Tyson Hughes.
Okay, so the land that you and I just were on, originally piecing some of that together, I guess,
okay,
started with your father.
My father was transferred to Bartlesville in 1932 with Phillips Petroleum Company. I was born a year later, 1933. My father came from a rural background and always had aspired to own a ranch. And in 1938, the opportunity presented itself, and he was able to buy, ironically, from the Union National Bank, 1,440 acres that also had a number of Indian Osage Indian leases that went along with it, which gave him a ranch of about 4,000 acres. And he was able to do that in 1938. And then over the next few years, he was able to buy several of those in-hold lease places. So then over the years, I was able to buy a number of those Indian leases, and also made other additions to the ranch. So today there's 12,000 deeded acres in the ranch.
And when you talk about the Osage leases, that had nothing to do with mineral rights.
No, these were surface grazing leases. Back in 1906, when the Osage was allotted to the individual Osage Indians, the minerals were kept in common trust, and each share of that common trust was called a head right. And at that time, there was 2,229 eligible Indians, and they each got approximately 650 acres of land and one head right or one share in that mineral trust. And that's the way the mineral trust is still that way today. But the people that were able to buy that land, fee title land, from those individual Osages, they did not get any minerals, nor did that Osage have those minerals individually, but they did share in that common mineral trust.
Before we go further talking about ranching and all, Frank Phillips was a neighbor of yours. Is that true?
Yes, at the time my father was putting his ranch together, Frank Phillips, who had originally bought what's now in the Frank Phillips Foundation and called Woolrock, In addition to Wool Rock, the 3,600 acres in the high game fence, he also put together what he called his cow ranch. And it was adjacent to the ranch that my father was putting together. And obviously, when they bumped up against each other, why, Dad always deferred to Mr. Phillips, because if Mr. Phillips wanted the land, because after all, that's who he worked for. So Mr. Phillips was kind enough to leave it so that my father had first opportunity to buy the entire cow ranch, as he called it, upon his death. And they came to Dad. Paul Endicott, who was president of Phillips Petroleum Company at the time, was also the executor of Frank Phillips' estate. And he came to my father and offered it to him. And Dad was very wise in many respects. And of course, I didn't agree with this at the time, but he just simply would not borrow money to buy land. So he only bought what he had the cash money to pay for, which was the two pastures that were adjacent to our already put together ranch. That laid north of Highway 23, it was called at the time, now 123. And the rest of it was sold to a man named Jim Todd from Nowata, Oklahoma. And Jim Todd kept the land for 10 years, and then he sold it to an Arizona man named Keith Walden. And Keith Walden owned the land then the next 13 years, and I was able to buy it from Keith in 1975, which pretty much doubled the size of the ranch at the time.